Burke wants to raise the minimum wage in three steps over the course of 2 years, from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. Burke says increasing workers' take-home pay will help the economy by increasing employee morale and reducing turnover. She also says it will help out state government because those workers will be able to afford things that the government pays for now.
$7.25 an hour ensures dependence on government assistance. This doesn't make sense for those workers, and it doesn't make sense from a budget standpoint.
Asked about the proposal, Governor Walker criticized Burke for a lack of ideas.
That's what happens when you don't have a jobs plan. You pretend to have one by pointing to something like that. We have a jobs plan. We've been implementing it. We'll continue to implement it.
Walker says the best way to raise wages in the state is to help employees create jobs that surpass minimum wages. Asked about Walker's comments, Burke called them typical for a career politician. She says she'll unveil her own jobs plan in the next month or two, adding that it's important she take her time since she expects to implement the plan once she's elected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.